This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The U.S. Supreme Court ruled unanimously yesterday that the city of Philadelphia violated the First Amendment rights of Catholic Social Services when it stopped working with that agency on placements into foster care. This after the organization refused to work with same-sex couples. Lawyers for the city had argued that was discrimination, but the Supreme Court ruled the city's position violated the Catholic agency's religious rights. Marketplace's Samantha Fields reports on how this ruling will affect other organizations.
The court decided this case on relatively narrow grounds, says Carrie Franklin at the Williams Institute at UCLA.
The court wrote the decision in a way that was limited to the facts in this case.
Much like a ruling from a few years ago, Franklin says, where the justices decided in favor of a Colorado baker who refused to make a cake for a same-sex wedding.
We've now had two cases in a row where the court has declined to take this huge bite out of anti-discrimination law.
Still, she says, the ruling is a win for religious rights over LGBTQ rights. And Catherine Franke at Columbia Law School says it could end up applying pretty broadly.
The court is now ranking constitutional rights. There are top-tier rights, religious liberty at the very top, and equality, whether it's race or sex or LGBT equality, is a second-tier right.
And Franke says that's indicative of a shift at the Supreme Court. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.